I can remember I've always been obsessed with cars.
Anything with wheels is exciting to me.
My name is Steve Smith.
David Engelman. We're at Auto Leader.
We're on the 6300 block of Reisterstown Road.
I am the general manager here.
I'm a salesman here at Auto Leader.
We now have three different lots holding over 125 pre-owned cars.
Give me your best sales pitch. What do you got? What do you got here? What do you want to put me in today?
Well, today and every day, we specialize in import cars.
This is a 13 Mazda 2, very easy to maintain, easy to handle.
This is a 2012 Toyota Sienna.
You never know that someone's going to buy the car until they sign on the dotted line. And even at that point, you still don't know that they're buying the car until they leave with the car.
You know, sales one-on-one, you ask the right questions, qualifying your customer. This is for the sporty person. This is a 10 Nissan Altima Coupe. Leather seats, sunroof, it's a nice car.
There's a lot of things that go into someone making a purchase and a decision. Depending who's with them and what kind of input they're getting from their family or friends could also determine, you know, what they truly want to do.
This is a 2012 Acura MDX. This car has a third row seat, opposed to like a Lexus RX 350.
What they think they qualify for might be completely different than what they qualify for.
I get some people under the age of 30, and they have very unrealistic expectations of what their buying power is.
The kind of car that they leave with might be a complete 360 or 180 rather than what they came in looking for.
You know, you want this Lexus, but you more so fall in lines with this Honda Civic.
This is a 2008 Nissan Titan. This is a great truck.
Talk about what it is that makes somebody fall in love with a car on the car lot.
It could be a number of things. It could be the color. It could be the smell. It could be the feel of the seat when they sit down. But also, those three things could turn them off as well. It is psychology. It's about first impression.
People buy from people that they like. I think with all the different personalities that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, I kind of mirror or mimic the person that's in front of me. So I just try to be a chameleon to who my customer is.
What do you think about this stereotypical reputation that used car salesmen have?
It's definitely a reputation that some people still live up to in this business. And there's still a lot of people out there that still try to pull scams on you and do just a lot of things that you wouldn't want done to yourself. And, you know, we try to take that out. There's a lot of reviews online about us and all other dealerships. And we really, really strive to have really strong reviews out there.
This is a Volvo C70 hardtop convertible. It's one of the safest hardtop convertibles on the market.
So cars can only come from a number of different places. They're either a trade-in or we purchase them at an auction. When the car comes in, we have the mechanics look at them. We do a Maryland State inspection. After that, it goes through our detail shop where we can wet sand the car, buff the car. We would even go as far as painting panels or bumpers if need be. I'm going to open up the garage door, and inside the garage we have our mechanics bays, our paint booth for our body shop, and our detail facility. What you hear is a shampoo machine coming on. The guys are going to shampoo all the carpet. They detail the car. We wet sand, wax, buff, detail, everything, make it look as new as possible.